turns on the bed, throwing bottles from the windows of the home on Hope Street. You can write a check in my name now, Eddie, take the money and
everyone, welcome back to the Daniel Channel.
Woo!
Daniel Miner is back.
We made it, y'all. Sorry for the absence. Amalgamates got busy. But we're here now.
The acapella was demanding.
It is.
But we're back.
It is,
and
but
tonight,
we're here.
Tonight we are doing something very fun. We're doing a psychedelic theme. And it's going to be super, super awesome. We've got some great songs coming up. Would you like to talk about the next song you're going to play?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to start with The Flaming Lips, pretty quintessential, like, indie psych from, I mean, I guess we're talking late 80s, if you want to go to their Satellite Heart days. But, fantastic band, known for Yoshimi, which is lovely, but I figured we'd do one of their latest release, American Head, because it's, like, pretty quintessential, psychedelic rock. It like gets to the bare bones of what the genre is all about. This song's called You and Me Selling Weed. It is a just a really sweet song about growing up in like a corporate America and trying to make sense of it. And I think it's lovely, so we're gonna get right into it.
She works at the slaughterhouse. You gotta live what you do. Got blood in my shoe. Driving to work as the sun's coming up. Wish it was a spaceship coming for us to take us away in some royal parade. I'm not afraid to
All right, that was You and Me and Sellin' Weed by The Flamin' Lips from Daniel Minor. And now we're going to get into one of my picks. I have decided to go with a song from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon because yesterday was the 50-year anniversary of that album.
Woo!
Yeah, so very special day. I think one of my favorite things about The Dark Side of the Moon is that it sounds like it could have been made today. It sounds very futuristic and ahead of its time, and 50 years later, it still holds up better than ever. And yeah, so I'm going to be playing Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd. Enjoy.
Alright, lovely to have some Pink Floyd. We're going to go into some... Well, you know, psych rock wouldn't be psych rock without the Elephant Six revival. You know, that's some of my favorite stuff. So I figured we could do some of Montreal, because I just can't help myself. Their album, Coquelicot is Sleep in the Poppies, a variety of whimsical verse, is psych rock at its, like... goofiest and most storybook, and I think I think we should check it out. The song's called Rose Robert.
The gentleman. You're delightful, mon cher. It's so lovely when we wear each other's clothes. You draw on your mustache while I powder my nose. Josephine and Pat.
All right. Next up, we got to do... Of course, we have to do some Beatles. So I figured we would do something from the more eclectic White Album. I always really liked Bungalow Bill because I like the little voices in there. I think it's very telling of where the genre would go in the more like esoteric parts. It's very cool, so we're just going to do it.
Hey,
Okay, that was Quiero by Divino Nino.
I love that one.
I found that song on my favorite Instagram page, Mainly Rap Reviews. He posted it on his Instagram story, and I was like, this is gas. And then I added it to WMFO, and here we are. So, yeah, Daniel's going to talk about his next song now.
We're going to do... So I figured I'm going to try and do a little different take on psychedelic each song. So this one's going to be the instrumental, more electronic side. So I figured the Avalanches are the kings of sampling. And Frontier Psychiatrist is just a ridiculous listen. And I think it's just... We're just going to go right into it.
Is Dexter ill? Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm enough fed as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of 20,000 girls
and milkman rectangles.
To an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tight new buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I could
play the violin.
Sometimes a parrot talk.
birds are funny when they talk. Can you think of anything else?
That was Frontier Psychiatrist by the Avalanches. Wonderful song. And now we have reached the halfway point in the show, and it's time to read the PSA. Daniel Miner, take it away.
Thank you. Really excited about this one. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. It doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Great PSA. We've got some new PSAs here at WMFL. We'll be reading some good ones in the future that you haven't heard before. And now, while we're on the topic of parents, I'll give a shout out to my mom. She's listening right now. The next song has nothing to do with her. I just want to give her a quick shout out. Shout out Garrett, who's listening right now. I know he likes this next song. I listened to this album few days ago. It's called Volcanic Bird Enemy and the Voice Concern by Lil Ugly Man, and I was blown away. And the last song, Porcelain Slightly, was one of my favorites, and I decided that it would be nice to play it for people listening so they can also hear how good it is. So this is Porcelain Slightly by Lil Ugly Man.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to move on to some Ween, because I've been on a big chocolate and cheese kick recently. Also, I think this next song is psychedelic at its most comedic and most just out there. It's called Spinal Meningitis Got Me Down, and I think I'll just let it do the talking.
Worse than last time. Animals you got, mommy.
All right. Next up, we're going to do some Olivia Tremor Control, some more Elephant Six. The Olivia Tremor Control, really, I think they do psychedelic rock at its, like, at its finest in terms of, like, production quality. I think this next out, we're going to listen, it's going to be the Sylvan Screen off Black Foliage, which I think is just the best sounding album that my ears have ever heard. It's crazy.
Ever.
All right.
I have not listened to it.
It's worth your time, CeCe. we're just going to do it. And, oh, I think it's crazy. Oh, my God. I'm ready.
Every day I sit alone. tulip a room, the magnetic roller skater wears a bonnet of blue, bonnet of blue, tulip a room. Though you are four walls, you don't make a room, don't make a room. I caught you covered in tinsel, bouncing your eyeballs off a pinstripe piano. Don't you think that I get lonely too? Don't you think that I get lonely too? Tulip-a-lang, tulip-a-lang, the mouse caught in the hubcap goes clanky clank. Clank, clank, tulip a rance. The turtleneck boatman does the plum dance, does the plum dance. I caught you disguised as a man with a mustache selling secrets to a can. Tomato, don't you think that I get lonely too? Don't you think that I get lonely too? They claim it's cause of you. Tulip-a-roo, 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 tulip-a-roo. Tulip-a-roo, tulip-a-roo, the underhanded grocer is soaking a tube, soaking a tube. The ground split wide open like a musical song, musical song.
All right, that was Tulip Baru, of Montreal, of course. Got to see them live in October, which was great.
Me too.
Yeah, it was lovely. We had a great time. They're a very different band now. Which is cool. I mean, they sort of redefined themselves as a very fashion-forward dance group. At least in like a cool way, though. They still keep the psychedelic sensibilities. I don't like their new album. But, oh my God, their early stuff is just the pinnacle of 60s psychedelic pop revitalized. It's just perfect. It's just perfect. All right, Cece, what's our last song?
Okay. So on WMFO, I realized I have barely played any songs by my favorite band, Beach House, and they're a pretty psychedelic, dream poppy group. So I decided that we're going to close out today's set with, okay, I don't really know exactly how to pronounce it, but it's Lin Kan Yu. That's Woo! The best. That's the best
Killed
I could do.
I love it.
I think it's French, but it's from their album Seven. It's from 2018. It's a great project, but yeah, thank you guys for listening to the Daniel channel. This is Daniel CC, and this is
Daniel Miner,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Hope you enjoy.
Seven girls, seven at the end of day, end of she who sings, she who prays, she who side by side, line, see their eyes, eyes that show what's here. Thank you. Show.